Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Clinton received an enthusiastic standing ovation at the convention, where not long ago it was widely expected that she would be anointed as the Democratic Party's choice for president. But in a marathon and sometimes hostile primary campaign, she lost to Barack Obama. Clinton told her supporters they must now back Obama because the party does not have a moment to lose or a vote to spare.
And whether you voted for me or you voted for Barack, the time is now to unite as a single party with a single purpose. We are on the same team, and none of us can afford to sit on the sidelines.
Clinton's ability to deliver a key group of her supporters who are still angry over the fierce battle for the nomination could spell the difference between victory and defeat for Obama. Polls show a significant percentage of Clinton supporters say they will vote for Republican candidate John McCain in the November general election. A straightforward endorsement of Obama by Clinton was considered critical to his campaign.
Is my candidate, and he must be our president.
Clinton criticized McCain, saying his election would lead to more war and less diplomacy.
And we know that President Obama will end the war in Iraq responsibly, bring our troops home, and begin to repair our alliances around the world.
Former Virginia Governor Mark Warner gave the keynote address Tuesday night, saying McCain will follow the same economic and foreign policies as the Bush administration.
This race is all about the future, and that's why we must elect Barack Obama as our next president. Because the race for the future will be won when old partisanship gives way to new ideas, when we put solutions over stalemate, and when hope replaces fear.
Wednesday's speeches at the convention will focus on national security and foreign policy. They will showcase Obama's pick for Vice President, Delaware Senator Joe Biden. Obama is scheduled to address the convention on Thursday when he accepts the Democratic Party's nomination. Meredith Buell, VOA News, at the Democratic National Convention in Denver.